Okay, so in the previous part, I sort of explained what is the deformation theory for like pure bosonic Young-Mills theory. So it turns out that there is an extension for this theory into in supersymmetric world, and I'm briefly going to talk about it. So there is an analog of Young-Mills algebra, sort of supersymmetric. So I'll be mostly interested in Young-Mills theory with maximal number of supersymmetries, specifically Young-Mills theory in dimension 10. Okay, so in this case, we have 10 connections, 10 components of the connection. Fermionic fields. Okay, and some Young-Mills equation of some sort. So I'm going to skip this motivation part, which I already did in the previous part, in the first part of the talk, and go directly to Young-Mills algebra. And Young-Mills algebra, it looked like.
Super
Young-Mills algebra. It will look like this. So we have 10 generators, even generators, 16 odd generators, and the relations are so this algebra, similar to just ordinary Young-Mills algebra, can be derived from a Lagrangian. So this cyclic word Lagrangian, which looks like we can.
This is also presumably relevant to just matrix models.
Yes, it is. So if you consider representation of this algebra in matrices, this will be they give you like solutions of this matrix, classical solution of matrix theory. Okay. So you can also define all this gadget related to deformation theory, but so I want to concentrate now on supersymmetry. So there is derivations acting by the standard formulas. Thank you. And it turns out that it's useful to consider an algebra generated in the algebra of derivations of Young-Mills. So let's call this.
Sorry, psi is chi.
Yes. Okay. The alpha belong to derivations of super Young-Mills. Okay, consider L subalgebra of generated by theta alphas. Okay, this is a very turns out to be very nice algebra, and it has descriptions by generators and relations. So it turns to this algebra will be very important for us in our computations. So this algebra L, it's a free algebra generated by theta 16, where thetas are odd, modulo gamma 5 relation, theta alpha theta beta is equal to 0. So it's important to notice that relations in this algebra opposite to this algebra are quadratic. Okay. By the way, Young-Mills algebra, so algebra L is graded. Okay, thetas, they have degree 1. There are commutators of thetas of degree 2, and so on and so forth. Okay, so we can take commutator and just define VIs through this formula. And these VIs are unambiguously defined. Okay, we can take...
Wait a minute, these are not the same VIs as we had before.
Well, they will be the same. We can define chi alpha as a commutator of theta beta vi gamma alpha beta I. Okay, and claim is.
So, what do you call theta? In the physics language, would be this covariant derivative in superspace. And this is an on-shell superspace formulation of thetas times super Young-Mills.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And the chi's are the field strengths, the spinner field strengths.
That's right.
The genos and the. And this is just the usual statement that the anti-commutator of two spinner derivatives gives the vector derivative.
Right.
Super Young-Mills.
But what is important is that it doesn't refer to the statement has no reference to a particular background, so it's sure. Independent of anything. So it's a purely algebraic statement. Claim that YM sits and stuck inside of algebra L. And in algebra L has quadratic relations. That's fine. So there are no more relations, so all relations follow from this to this one.
So what you will be deforming L?
Yes, I will be deforming L. Well, so I'll tell you precisely what I'll be doing.
Because we know from what we know in physically, we expect these relations to get deformed.
That's right. Yes, so but one needs to impose a certain relation or certain restrictions on this deformation. So right. We have Young-Mills algebra sits inside of L, and there is a truncated Young-Mills algebra, which is generated by TYM, is generated by curvatures, derivatives of curvatures and spinners. By and covariant derivatives. And they're covariant derivatives. Okay. So TYM. So we have the following picture. L is direct sum of Li, I from 1 to infinity, Ym is equal to direct sum of Li, I is equal to 2 to infinity, and Tym is equal to Li, I is equal to 3 to infinity. The quotient is just standard Suzy algebra. Okay, so when we talk about deformation of L,
so the quotient means basically you set all curvatures and spinners
yeah,
to zero.
That's right. So take a quotient. So when we deform is L of depends on H on alpha such that deform T Ym of alpha sits inside of L alpha, and the quotient is equal to Suzy undeformed. Okay, so suppose we want to deform Lie algebra L without any restrictions. Then, according to the previous part of my talk, we need to compute cohomology of L with coefficients in universal enveloping of L, if we want to deform it as a just ordinary algebra, or L with coefficients in L as a Lie algebra. Okay. However, we have these restrictions, and the complex gets modified, so we compute cohomology of L in the universal enveloping of TYM. So if we want to deform in such a way that the number of physical degrees of freedom do not change, or TYM if we want to have only commutators in deformed relations. Well, next question is how actually to compute these groups. It turns out that, well, I don't know a complete answer, but there are certain partial answers. I already said that YL is a quadratic algebra. Which means that relations are quadratic. So if you have any algebra, quadratic algebra, generated by this R is a linear space, sits inside of V tensor squared. These are our relations. We can define a dual algebra. Which is defined by the following procedure. It's a quotient of free algebra generated by a dual space moduli perpendicular relations which are perpendicular to R. So you see R sits inside of V squared, and V star squared is a space of functionals on this space. Then R perp are functionals which vanish on R. Okay. U of L perp apostrophe has a very nice description. So there is a homogeneous space this is a homogeneous space SO10 modulo U5. So U5 sits inside of SO10. And this homogeneous space can be embedded as an orbit into a spinner representation.
Pure spinners.
This is a space of pure spinners. So if you consider homogeneous functions on this on pure spinners, this will be upper streak of universal enveloping of L. This is a very nice algebra, and it also admits a description in terms of generator and relations. So, L apostrophe is equal to polynomial algebra of lambda 1, lambda 16, moduli relations, gamma alpha beta, lambda of lambda beta. So these are quadratic relations. Okay. So what is the point of introducing this algebra is an alternative description of these complexes. So we can take a tensor product of of L shriek, upper shriek, times U of L, times.
Let's take. Can you prove that this is the door? Is that easy to do? You don't have to do it. But.
Yes, it's easy to do. You can decompose second tensor power of fundamental spinner representation into irreducible components. And see what relations So you have this gamma 5 relation.
Right.
And so you see what is perpendicular to gamma 5 relation.
Okay.
So you okay. So next, you tensor it with U of L. Okay, so in this tensor product, there is an element. So remember that this algebra is generated by lambda alpha. This algebra generated by theta alpha. And there is an element E, which is equal to lambda alpha theta alpha. Okay, this element satisfies E squared is equal to zero.
That's Berkowitz's BRS chart.
That's right. And, well, from this point of view, it's a simple corollary of perpendicularity R and this thing. Okay, then what we can do, we can use it to define a differential on this linear space by just commuting with E. So differential of A is equal to commutator of E with A. So claim the cohomology of is equal to H of L E of L. Okay, similarly, well, it's not a big deal to guess, so what? How we should modify that object to get this cohomology. So we need to replace U of L up, so TY. Okay. So again, at this still this complex is quite complicated. And it's hard to compute its cohomologies directly. However, we may notice that this object is of algebra geometric nature. So so you can think about this as space of sections of some vector bundle, line bundle, on a homogeneous space. Therefore, it's possible to use some algebra geometric technique to evaluate these groups. So it turns out that is another complex which is sort of dual to this complex, and it is defined as follows, and these complexes are related. So we can take U of L star tensor U of L. Okay, so basically these are linear functionals on the space of homogeneous functions on, okay, by we can define the action of this differential similarly, because the space of functionals on some algebra is a module over this algebra. So if algebra acts on itself, it acts on a dual module. So construction is completely functorial, so there's no problem to define the differential. Okay, and the cohomology of this object is just homology of L with coefficients in so if you put here TYM, there is a map so introduce a grading on this complex by degree of, so lambda alpha has degree 1. Yes, it's a ghost number. Okay, then differential obviously increases ghost number by 1. And so we can write H1, H0, H okay, we have H3. H0. Okay, the claim is that there is a map. There is a map. So here we have zeros. Over there we have zeros. Whose kernel and co-kernels are computable. And the construction of this map is the map is constructed by algebra geometric methods. Okay, and the last statement is the following. Well, it's sort of it's almost a theorem, but I prefer to formulate it as a conjecture. It's very little left to prove. So there is a construction of elements in here using elements from here. So you see, we can start with an element from here and using this map produce a deformation. So because H2 is responsible for deformations. Okay? And in a sense, the image of this map covers almost all reasonable deformations of super of the algebra L. Okay, since I don't have an explicit description of this map, but it's possible to do the following. So give an explicit description of deformation of Lagrangian of the Young-Mills algebra, which will be by construction supersymmetric, and which comes from this map. So here's the description. So remember, we have so consider algebra TYM and consider its universal enveloping algebra. So let's take a quotient by a commutator. So it means that we consider words which comes from the which forms by the alphabet, and the alphabet is defined by generators of this algebra, and the words we allow cyclically permute letters. Okay, so let's pick an element from here.
And you want the words to be symmetric?
No, they're not symmetric. No. So, an element.
Commutator.
Hmm? When I say commutator, it means commutator in Lie algebra sense,
right.
not in algebra sense. So, here's an example of. So, we have a curvature Fij, Fij, okay. So this is equivalent to FST, FIJ, FKL. But it's not equivalent to FIJ, FST, FKL. So we can cyclically move letters from, say, from right to left, but we do not allow to. So this is similar what we have for traces of matrices. So
I'm confused why that's weird.
Why it's called commutator?
Yeah,
it's called commutator because. So what is a commutator? Commutator is a set of AB minus BA.
Right.
So if you mod out something by something by AB minus BA, then by definition AB will be equal to, in this quotient, BA, right? So if you have A, so here's some particular case. A is equal to XY.
Right.
So we have, right?
So it's what you said, that it's in the Lie algebra, not in the
That's
algebra.
Right. That's right. And in all, in my previous discussion, in the previous half of the talk, commutator meant this thing. So weakest possible commutator. So the commutator which allows to take traces.
The cyclicity of the trace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. TYM is an ideal in algebra L. Sits inside of algebra L. Therefore, thetas are acting on this thing. Okay? So, and So therefore, they act on universal enveloping of YM, and they act on this on this space of cyclic words. Okay. Now, let's take L from here and define the following object. Theta 1, theta 16 of L. So it's maximal possible derivative with respect to theta, longest derivative of L. Then this element still lives inside here and can be used to define, so we define it ZFL. So we can use it to define a new deformed Lagrangian. So we have LYL maps to LYL plus ZFL.
It's just a statement that and the space integral of an integrand gives you.
Right. Yeah. And the claim is that the space of such deformations they have codimension 2 in space of all supersymmetric deformations. Well, there are some standard references, so there's like f to the fourth, I forgot. So in the literature there are like first two possible non-trivial supersymmetric deformations. So this it's possible, so using this technique, it's possible to identify them in space of deformations. And
all the rest of
the field. And the rest is covered, yes.
And do you see when you do this deformation, in principle, the quadratic relations you had should also be deformed?
That's right.
You get that off?
Yeah.
You can read that off? Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So so that's right. So the non-trivial part of this thing is that d equal to 10 supersymmetric Young Mills, supersymmetry closed on shell. So if we deform equations of motions, supersymmetry must deform because it will not. It's supersymmetry with respect to old equations of motions on the new one. And the relations between supersymmetries also will deform. So, I guess that's all I have to say.
So, have you thought at all about the next thing to do is to generalize this to supergravity, and not just the Young Mills?
That's right. Yes, it's
much harder.
Much harder. Yes. So it's not clear yet how to formulate it. So I remember I asked you something about, so my last visit here, asked some stupid questions about, so but anyway, so it's not clear yet.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have worked out explicitly how the relations are deformed? that doesn't...
No. Well, I just have an existence theory. Okay.
But it is an existence theorem, because even in the supergravity case, there are even issues about the existence theorem.
Right.
There are big debates whether certain kinds of curvature corrections have supersymmetric completions or not. So.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't know.
Fights about this.
Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully in the future. Well, the, that.
Any more questions? So, have you thought about adding matters to the rounds?
Ten dimensions. You can't.
Oh. So I was discussing ten dimensional version.
You go to lower, I guess. I mean, you could presumably get the basic picture just by dimensional reduction.
Right. So, but you see, in small dimensions, so there's no point of introducing this machinery because you can. There's a like superspace formulation, off-shell formulation, and so there's a simple way of deforming.
I mean, there's a subtlety with the hypermultiplet. The off-shell formulation of the hypermultiplet is, has issues because it's an infinite-dimensional representation. Mm-hmm. It uses projective superspace or harmonic superspace.
Right.
So there are some. There could be some interesting issues there. Okay. Well, thank Misha again. Mm-hmm. You're all invited. Thank you for enduring 5 weeks. You're all invited to